First and foremost, you want to be able to really recognize when your business is ready for a quantum leap. How is your business going to shift? What is your business going to bring in? New systems, new structures, new patterns, behaviors that are going to align it to True North and send it on sail, right, towards that destination.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I'm here to help you see where those blocks, those kinks in your business exist. I'm here to help you break through them and realign to your true north. What are you really trying to create with your business, with your life? We can align our business energetically to our true north and experience more wealth, experience more flow, experience more creativity. So this is a solo episode, which is you and me, and we go into a topic. And today I wanted to bring through the conversation of quantum leaping in our business specifically. I've spoken about quantum leaping, quantum creation, kind of in our more of our own personal journey, but I want to speak to it with our business because our businesses can quantum leap. And, you know, this is really where we take scaling to a whole nother level, where we don't need to scale linearly. It doesn't need to necessarily take a lot of time to scale. It's not to say that if we do quantum leap, that it's going to be instant necessarily, but we can really collapse time, as well as just the entire quantum leaping experience can bring us a lot of clarity and realign our business to that true north, realign our business to that flow. So first and foremost, it's about recognizing when you are ready for a quantum leap. Maybe you felt this before. I often feel like it's this wave of energy that picks me up, much like a surfer in the ocean. Not that I've really done a lot of surfing. I've done some, but regardless, I think you can connect to that feeling of having the wave come up from behind and it lifts you up. So in the times that I've had these quantum leap experiences, it feels all of a sudden like there's a tremendous amount of energy available to me. And I've even said that a lot of times it feels like not only do I know that I need to make a decision and I need to act, but it's going to be a pivot, right? It's understanding that a quantum leap is really a transformation. You are shifting timelines. So there's a big transformation happening. So if you think about it with your business, if you're going to shift timelines between, you know, whatever that is, making $200,000 a year up to, you know, $300,000 a year, there's a shift that has to happen. So I generally feel that the urge for that pivot, the urge for that shift. And for me personally, it feels oftentimes I make a joke that it's like I don't have a choice. I always say like, I don't really have a choice. I have to do this. Of course, I do have a choice. But the amount of energy, that wave that's coming up from behind me, it feels so expansive. It feels so aligned that I know very clearly within my being that it's the right thing to do, even though sometimes, honestly, it's really scary, right? Sometimes we're making these decisions that are going to transform our business in a really big way. It's really a big pivot, perhaps. And so we're having to make these decisions that are risky, so to speak. However, I always feel this strong urge to make those decisions. I feel the strong urge to take action in this direction. Some other ways that you might notice that you are ready for a quantum leap is your business may start to kind of piddle out, not necessarily piddle out completely, but what was working in the past could very well stop working to the extent that it was working before. I see this a lot in businesses, particularly with the leaders, the visionaries who are aligning to their true north more and more. The more that we align to our true north and we understand what that means, the more that we really can't be out of that alignment, because the more we align to our true north, basically what happens is we increase our own personal power. We increase our availability to wealth, to resource. And with that increased availability to personal power, wealth, and resource, your integrity, your alignment narrows, meaning you have to be more precise. So you may notice in your business, things that were working really well before all of a sudden aren't working as well or are not working at all. That's a really great example of a quote-unquote symptom that your business is ready for a quantum leap. You may feel lackluster. You may feel like the creative energy is really gone. You may even feel like you're bored. And oftentimes this space of getting bored, feeling almost like you don't want to show up for your business anymore, you may have missed those first initial signals that you are ready for a quantum leap. So our higher selves will be communicating to us, trying to help us to see, okay, there's a shift that wants to happen. But if we don't see those signals and or we don't heed those signals, that's where, again, the resource, the energy of creative life force energy, which is a part of everything, it's a part of ourselves, it's a part of everything in creation, starts to redirect itself to different areas, to different locations. You know, resource is always inexhaustible, but it's not always inexhaustible in the same place. I always like to say it's similar to an apple tree. Sometimes of the year, that apple tree will be just overflowing with apples to the point that you can't even keep up with it. But other times of the year, it'll be completely barren. It doesn't mean that there's no more apples. It just means that right now, the resource isn't apples. And that's in all of creation. The energy of resource, the energy of wealth shifts. And as I will continue to say, in the new paradigm where we have already entered, this is going to be rapid because it's an air sign. There's going to be a lot of change. If we miss those first initial signals, that's when the creative life force energy starts to shift and we're not aware of that. That's where sometimes, again, the systems, the strategies can stop working, or it just feels like the creativity isn't there. You're bored. It's lackluster. So those are always really great examples of, okay, pay attention and ask yourself, is it time for a quantum leap? So this is talking about the wealth flow framework. We bring in step one, it's the reveal. And this is where we're asking ourselves, am I ready for a quantum leap? Is my business asking for a quantum leap? Has true north shifted a little bit? And that's where you are reflecting on your business, how things are going. If it still feels that aliveness, if it still feels like that flow. So the first step is the reveal. So then the second step is about releasing. If we want to shift our business, we have to let some things go. Always it's about bringing in the new, you have to let go, right? Just as in Mother Nature, how things need to die for things to be born. There's a constant regeneration. So always think about the fact that if you're working to realign, recreate, then usually there's things that need to also be released. So step two of the wealth flow framework is release. What strategies, what systems, what patterns in your business, what marketing, whatever that is, what copy isn't aligned anymore and needs to be released, along with any belief structures. Sometimes it can be really hard to let go of these things that we have determined have worked well in the past. We don't want to let them go. We get attached to them. So really being clear with yourself what needs to be released to begin the process of bringing in the new. And then the third step is realign. So what are you aligning to? Where is your true north? And this is where it's really about connecting into that aliveness within yourself as the CEO, the founder, the leader of your business. You are the one that needs to connect to that aliveness and that true north within yourself. Understanding where that is, being able to connect to that within yourself so that you can say, this is where north is. And pointed north here, that means that we're going to be aligning to whatever it is, these new strategies, this new market, this new offer, whatever that alignment is, but having that clarity within yourself to realign, to feel that alignment within yourself and that aliveness. The fourth is rise. So after you have realigned and you're starting to see how the business needs to take those steps forward, as you imagine, it's very much like a ship, right? You're the captain of your ship, is what I always say. So if you're first charting your path, right, that's really at the realign phase. You're readdressing where that direction is. You start to point the boat to that direction. And now you set about, you know, getting the sails going, whatever the ship needs to do to carry forth in that direction. Okay. So that's really what the rise of the wealth flow framework, the fourth stage, is about. What do you need to be doing in your business? What systems do you need to start implementing in order to bring your business, aka your boat, in the direction of that new alignment? And the last one is revenue. So after you have realigned, you've been moving in that direction, it's really about kind of hunkering down, creating sustainability, making sure that the systems are functioning, reassessing anything else so that now that you're in this true north, your business can really take off in that new direction. The important thing to understand about quantum leaping in any time, but in a business as we're speaking to here, is all of those points of the wealth flow framework, okay? The reveal, the release, the realign, the rise, and the revenue, each one of those, you're making decisions, you're making choices. And all of those decisions, those choices, need to be really in a state of alignment within yourself, right? Already, in order to make a quantum leap, we need to be bringing that new version of ourself, aka the new version of your business, into the moment and allowing the new version of your business to quote unquote answer the questions. All right. So think of it like this. If you were quantum leaping, what you're doing is you're really asking your business, once it has quantum leaped and it has stabilized, to come in, so to speak, and answer those questions. What are we revealing here? What are we releasing? How are we realigning? How are we rising and creating the revenue? So you're always answering the current state of being, always answering the current version, the questions, the decisions, the choices from already the new version. This is truly how we collapse time in quantum mechanics, because when you are already acting as that new version, guess what? You are that new version. So this takes a great deal of awareness, but you can use my quantum wealth creations that are in these show notes here. It's a free masterclass. The same steps for quantum wealth creation, for any kind of quantum leap in yourself, you can use for your business. So as a summary, first and foremost, you want to be able to really recognize when your business is ready for a quantum leap, right? That's the reveal. Step two, release the systems, the structures that aren't working, release the limiting beliefs, release the patterns that maybe you, yourself, or your team are carrying forward that aren't going to serve you in the new version of your business. You're going to realign to that true north. What does that look like? How is your business going to shift? What is your business going to bring in? New systems, new structures, new patterns, behaviors that are going to align it to true north and send it on sail, right, towards that destination. And RISE is where you're really implementing all of those new structures and systems. And the last one is revenue. You're creating that sustainability through the process of your quantum leap. And I hope this has challenged you. I hope this has challenged you to consider how not only you can scale potentially faster, it's not necessarily about the time, but collapsing time also, quantum mechanics, it creates more ease, even though sometimes it can be very fast. And of course, fast growth can create its own issues. There is still you're aligning very quickly and rapidly. And so again, that alignment, that flow can happen much faster through this process, as well as you're scaling to what is true for you and for the business, right? So this isn't about cookie cutter. This isn't about following a specific strategy to scale. This is about connecting into your own inner wisdom and the wisdom of your business and listening, connecting more into your intuition and letting that guide the path. It doesn't mean that we can't receive guidance from others. We always want to be open to receiving guidance from others, but then it's about processing that guidance within yourself and having that inner discernment. Is that an alignment for you? Is that the true north for you and your business and where you want to take it? So this is a revolutionary way of handling business, where in the past it's been very cookie cutter. There's been a straight line. This is the way we do it. And we're in a new world now, and we're doing things differently. So we want to really consider, how do we go about business in a more advanced, more conscious, more aligned way that ultimately will not just serve ourselves and our business, it will serve those clients as well. So make sure you check out the Quantum Wealth Creation Masterclass if you haven't already connected to that. It's here in the show notes, and that'll take you through the steps of quantum creation and help you understand this conversation better. If you haven't already listened to that masterclass, I recommend listening to that, coming back to this conversation and writing down the steps of the wealth flow framework. I also have a freebie called the Quantum Wealth Blueprint that is specifically about the wealth flow framework that I'll also include in the show notes. And that'll take you also through the process of the wealth flow framework. So both of these resources are very, very powerful to recreate how we not only create our businesses, but scale our businesses, maintain our businesses, and revolutionize entrepreneurship for humanity. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, I'm so appreciative of you. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.